Well, let's begin at the beginning. We can go back to the Treaty of Westphalia in the 17th century that created the notion of sovereignty, that each country has the legal right to create borders, and then it is the master of its own domestic politics. So the idea that a country has the right to accept or reject people coming into their country is one of the key principles of international politics. Now, the question is, has the Trump administration radically altered previous administrations' policy toward immigration? And in one respect, it has. The Trump administration decided that it was going to not accept families together and then separate husband and wife from their children. That is something that the Obama administration and previous administrations rejected.
Now, didn't they, in the beginning, at least say that, no, that's not our policy. That was by law that was passed by the Democrats.
And this is where the quote-unquote fake news gets going. There are subtleties to this, because I know the Obama administration and officials were frustrated with the catch-and-release program, because a lot of people weren't coming back. They were just melting into the population. The numbers are still being argued over, because some people say it's a lot, some people say it's actually relatively few. With regard to the Trump administration's policy, it was done to try to limit illegal immigration to the country, to send a message to people trying to cross our border illegally, don't come and you won't get away with it even if you bring your children. So the intent was to be tough on immigration. But what happened is they have a political thin air in regard to, look, the last thing anyone wants is to separate children from their parents. This was a political storm that they should have seen coming, and that is not even aligned with the ethics of it. Now, the hyperbole in media coverage of this has gone beyond all measure. Now you have the media searching for anything that's, you know, that any child that's separated, is ignoring the fact that the Trump administration's backed away from that and is trying now to reunite families. Both the left and the right get an inordinate amount of coverage on this issue. The Trump administration's hard line toward immigration and the hard left's policy to do away with the Immigration and Customs Agency, Enforcement Agency. And instead of looking at the middle saying, what do sensible people say about immigration? They cover the left and the right too much when the solutions are right there before us.
Well, let's talk about the solutions then. Let's give some publicity to the sensible middle position here. What is it?
One of the problems is when both the left and the right harden their views, it's hard to get compromise. You know, instead of doing away with ICE, perhaps give them more money. Make sure they're trained in humanitarian actions so that they can take care of people when they do capture them crossing the line. But then there's the other thing, you know, the path towards citizenship. And that's a very volatile issue, because some people say, well, why would you punish people coming over the borders legally by allowing illegal immigrants to come in and jump ahead in line for them? But then you have to look at children who came to the country earlier. So if people have been living there for decades and being productive citizens, what do you do with them?
So in this case, both sides are going to have to give up some of their purest ideas about what should be done.
We have lost sight of the fact that politics is the art of compromise. And if you want a government to be effective, then you have to allow compromise. Now, there's also an alternative approach to government, which says, go back to Thomas Jefferson, the government that governs least governs best. So that if you have a government that is tied and cannot make the compromises that needed to pass legislation, a Burkean conservative would say, well, that's not a bad thing, because unless there's a consensus in the American public about what to do, then government doing nothing is better than government alienating or angering large segments of the American population.
Well, what about polls that show many Americans, if not most, are in favor of some kind of compromise, you know, agreement on the problem, and that in Congress, what you have is certainly in the House, some very reactionary right-wing people who are listening only to their base and are not going to allow a compromise to get through.
It's not just right-wing. It's left-wing
okay.
as well. That's one point. The other point,
Do you think it's equal on either side?
Absolutely.
It is.
Yes, because politics is about now exciting your base to come out. I think the greater issue is to stay away from words like extreme. American politics is the vanilla ice cream of global ideology. the right is never going to do away with Social Security, welfare, and all that stuff. And the left isn't going to, unless they go even more extreme, going to do away with private property. So it isn't the extremists in the United States that have a foundation in the American political process. It is the moderates. And there are moderate leftists and moderate rightists. When I use hard left, hard right, that gets me a little bit nervous.
Okay. Let's examine then the chances that the moderate left and moderate right can get together and fix some of this.
Politics, look, the founders created a government that was not supposed to work efficiently. It was supposed to work very slowly because they thought that change should come in an evolutionary fashion, not in a radical fashion. Remember, the founders are incredibly conservative. And I mean that in terms of the Burkean sense. Change should come slowly because it disrupts society if it's radical change. If the mainstream, let's use that, mainstream Republicans and mainstream Democrats can get together, that's the best. And the last time you really saw that was in the Clinton administration, ironically enough, because Clinton tacked to the right, and then Newt Gingrich was pragmatic enough to meet him there.
So what is your feeling for the period we're in now in terms of some kind of movement towards, as slow as it might be, do you think we're actually getting there?
Anything I say represents only myself, not the United States government or the United States Navy.
Right.
Or any other carbon-based life forms. I think President Trump is antithetical to the American political system because he does not seek a government that works. He seeks a government that satisfies his ego. I mean, this is the most dangerously narcissistic person I've ever studied or seen as president of the United States. It's odd because when he was first elected, I thought, okay, well, this man is a businessman. He understands transaction. So I thought he would be tacking left and right to get things done because that's what a business person does. They're very pragmatic. And instead, he's turned harshly ideological and only, I think, responds to people who respond positively to him. And as a result, government now is at a standstill because both sides have hardened.